This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mazzina Show.
We are back. Well, I'm back at it. I don't know about you, but we're back at it. Joe Mazzina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Again, I want to tell you about Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Mike, you know what? He's created a way for us to make a few bucks, for you to save a few bucks, and everybody wins. And I say that because here's a man who's making a profit. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with making a profit, right? Here's a man who's making a profit, and it's based on, or a big part of it is based on, you purchasing his stuff, right? When you buy from MyPillow.com, the two things happen. Well, a couple things actually happen. Is if you use my promo code Joe on the way out, use it, promo code Joe, what ends up happening is you save 30 to 70%. Just depends on what you're buying, what product you're buying. You save 30 to 70%, right? Mike makes some money. He supports causes that you support. I make some money. Hopefully you like, you're okay with that. You know, I like to make money too. And we all win. All the way around, we all win. And there's nothing wrong with that. And he keeps people working in that area. He keeps the plants open. He keeps the maintenance people there. It is just such a big win. So you guys need to go out of your way. It's just like I say to you about other things. It may cost you a few extra bucks. I know money's tight. But it may cost you a few extra bucks, but you're not feeding China. You're not feeding the Democrats. You're doing what you need to do to make sure you're doing the right thing, that you're supporting the people that you want to support, and not people you wouldn't support. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right. I don't know this actor. I mean, just be honest. I don't know this actor. I'm not into entertainment like, Sonya is and so forth. So this teen actor, I guess his name, Tyler Sanders. Finally, we're starting to see, a lot of you right away jumped to the fact that it's probably because of the shot. And so this was a very young actor. People really liked this guy. He was in 9/11, Lone Star, Just Add Magic, Mystery City. I don't know of any of those. Well, it was recently released that he died from, quote-unquote, fentanyl effects. Right? Think of that. He was just 18 years old. And he was discovered dead. Now, most of these people that are dying from the fentanyl, they think they're buying something else. You guys don't understand. Some of you don't understand. Some of you will. I mean, how serious this is. How truly bad and serious this is. All right? So you say, okay, so he was one actor. You're all in the drugs. They're all doing whatever. And my understanding was he was a good kid, if you would. easy to get along with? Was it out of control? But what I did notice is you start looking into this stuff. You start looking at what's going on. And I don't know any of these musicians. Like, I think about 5 or 6 months ago, country musician Luke Bell was died. And nobody knew what he died from at first. And now it comes to the conclusion he died from fentanyl poisoning. Now, they call it an overdose, and is that, but it really isn't. It's fentanyl poisoning because what ends up happening is the stuff that's created by the thugs in China is not done in a lab, so to speak, a medical lab. So Luke Bell died of a fentanyl poisoning. Then you had Prince. I didn't know about this. Back in 2016, he had high levels of fentanyl in his system, which caused him to die. But the fentanyl craze wasn't there then. As a matter of fact, that fentanyl was administered by a doctor. And I think if you did some digging, you'd find out the same thing happened with Michael Jackson. It was the only way he could go to sleep. A second drug dealer was sentenced to time in prison for the role he played in distributing fentanyl that led to the death of rapper Mac Miller in 2018. So this fentanyl's been around, not like it is today. It is out of control today. But think about it. Why is this the first we're hearing about this? Why didn't we find out about this before? Why didn't we know more about this before? Would it truly have been such a big deal to let us in on the secret? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, what's your money? Where's your money going? You know what your money's paying for? University of Vermont holds a healthy binding workshop. Now, a couple of people said to me, what the heck is binding? Chest binding is one of the most common ways that girls flatten their breasts, hoping that it will improve their state of mental health when they experience gender dysphoria. University of Vermont recently held an online healthy binding workshop for students led by Frances Reed, a specialist in the areas of transgender health and transitioning. Reed, who's also the founder of HealthyBinding.com, discussed topics as differences in various binders and do's and don'ts to stay healthy. Some of Reed's tips for binding specifically included massaging and stretching your body after each time you wear your binder, and practicing deep rib expanding breathing when your binder is off. I don't even know. I got to go throw up. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. We're talking about your dollars, tax dollars and otherwise, education dollars, University of Vermont, especially. It's not unique to Vermont, it's all over the place. They're holding a healthy binding workshop for girls in transition who want to learn how to bind their breasts in a healthy way. Because, you know, Mother Nature and God did not, somehow must have designed something so you could bind them properly. Just amazing. Now, according to a 2018 study published in the academic journal Transgender Health, chest binding seemed to be the cause of many negative physical side effects, such as infections, pain, respiratory issues. Gee, hint. Would you take something, the norm and the natural of a body, and you tried to change it or try to make it different, or try to stop it from doing that? What do you expect? You expect something to go flawlessly? It's like these kids are doing the transition. Some of the girls have come forward, showed you how they're balding, show you how they're having joint pain. But, hey, it's normal. It's okay. Science knows better. Another study in 2015 published by the journal Culture of Health and Sexuality found over 97% of participants report at least one of the 28 negative outcomes attributed to binding. Despite these studies, many schools and organizations like the University of Vermont continue to promote these practices that are doing physical harm to the body. These aren't right-wing journals. Okay? The Academic Journal of Transgender Health is not a right-wing journal. I guarantee it. The journal Culture, Health, and Sexuality is not a right-wing publication. I guarantee it. So if you got these publications telling you there's a problem here, this is what it's causing, this is what's going on, what the heck are you waiting for? You're waiting for one of your kids to get an infection that's bad enough for them to croak? To die? I'm trying to understand. And look, you know, another one of these TikTok people, and this one perceives themselves to be half dog, half human. Why isn't she in an institution? Why isn't she getting help? Why is she out there working maybe with kids or other people? I don't understand. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Samuel, and I am a canine Therian. But what does this mean? A Therian is somebody who identifies as wholly or partially non-human, specifically as a non-human animal from this earth. Now, there are other forms of non-humans, and a person could identify as being non-human for a plethora of psychological or spiritual reasons.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I'm not sure which it is. I used to be...
Psychological or spiritual? I don't know. The spiritual thing, I haven't, yeah, okay, whatever.
Certain that it was purely psychological due to neurodivergency. However, as I started to delve into my spirituality, I started to question if it was maybe a past life that affects my alter humanity. Either way, I feel a disconnect from other humans and to the part of my brain and soul that feels human. Instead, I feel like a dog or a wolf, which I know is extraordinarily common. Hi.
Extraordinarily common. We have a mental health problem in this country. We've had it for a long time. And it's worse than even this stuff. So you have to sit there, I do, you have to sit there and say to yourself, how much longer? When do you stop putting up with this stuff, right? And you've got, and the teachers that seem to be going out of their way to post crazy stuff here, right? I mean, we got teachers talking about how they no longer, you know, designate the kids as boys and girls. Right? Now they're calling them different things. Like, oh, I'll have all my sharks over here and all my barracudas over here. Right? Don't use gender colors. I'm reading this. Not blue, not pink. Keep everything like, you know, green and purple and so on. You're sending your kids to school to learn reading, writing, arithmetic. And they're learning how to bind themselves. They're learning gender terminology. They're learning no boy, no girl. Right? It's just unreal. And it never stops. And frankly, it's not going to stop because a lot of us, a lot of you, not us, because I do it, need to step up and do the right thing. You need to step up and make noise. You need to look at that parent next to your neighbor, the person that you were friends with, if you would, and say, how did you take your kid to the drag queen event this morning at school? Why didn't you stay home with the rest of us? Why did you do this? Okay? I mean, what are you afraid of? Losing a friend? Being called a name? Oh, my God. We don't want you to be called a name. I mean, perfect example. Let me give you this one. Here's a parent who now has decided, and I would have looked at her and said, what's wrong with you? Who has now decided that no more gender reveals. The kids need to decide what their gender is on their own. Not up to you as a parent to make that decision for them. Take a listen.
I did a gender reveal with both of my children, but it's not something that I would do if we ever had another baby. And the reason why I'm against it is because you don't know your baby's gender. It's impossible to know a baby's gender. You can only know your baby's sex. Sex is about the physical characteristics. Gender is something that they decide for themselves. When I look back on the things that I did with my first baby, I cringe, but that's just what happens when you grow and evolve and learn more. If we have another baby, I will try my hardest to not find out the sex at all until the baby is...
Yeah, she just contradicted herself, but it's okay. You know, here's the other thing. She thinks she became smarter. She thinks she became more enlightened. Right? She didn't. We are dumbing down these people. We're going out of our way to dumb them down. It's ridiculous. But it allows them to maintain control now, doesn't it? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Chi Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. With 2023 right around the corner, some states and cities are set to introduce new laws.
27 states will see minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in Washington state will increase to $15.74 an hour, which will be the highest rate in the United States. Meanwhile, California and Washington will now require employers to share information about their salaries to prospective employees beginning January 1st. Maryland and Missouri will become the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The TSA is reviewing its top 10 most unusual catches at airport security checkpoints for the year. The top most unusual find for officials was at LAX, when they discovered fentanyl packaged like brand name candy. The number two attempt was stuffing a full handgun into a raw chicken at Fort Lauderdale Airport. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. All right. We're kind of going through some of the craziness, what we've done to these poor kids. Right? And it is what we've done to them, because we've allowed this to happen. Do you... It's a snowball thing. If you're with your friends, you're with your girlfriends or guy friends or whatever, and they're talking about this stuff, you need to push back. You need to look at them and go, I'm sorry, what? You're taking your seven-year-old to a drag queen event because it says it's good for all ages? I'm sorry, who's the adult in the room? Because it sure isn't the people putting on the event. Seriously. And then you got kids, you got them so screwed up. Listen to this young person. I don't even know if it's male or female. I think it's a male trying to be female. And they want to give us a quick pronoun update, if you would. Well, take a listen.
Quick little pronoun update. So after a several days long gender crisis, I am pretty certain I used the...
Gender crisis. Maybe I'll go through this. Let me go through the whole thing, and then we'll come back to it.
They, fakey pronouns. And, yeah, I just want to let you know I am still trans femme. I am still on HRT. I am not detransitioning or anything. Just my gender is a complete nightmare. I don't know what's going on with it right now. All I know is that these pronouns feel right to me. I don't really understand why. And the he makes me dysphoric. Like a cis person uses it for me, or a person who doesn't really understand what my gender is, because it's really not like he the way you use it for men. It's he in the masculine woman kind of way, which is kind of what my whole gender is going for. My whole gender is supposed to be girl who's trying to be a boy, not boy who's trying to be a girl. So yeah, I hope it makes sense. I'm really sorry if it makes no sense.
Quick. Well, you win. because it makes none. But who's talking to this young person? Who's helping this young person instead of saying, well, I understand your feelings and you need to move on your... No, you don't need to move on your feelings. Your feelings aren't always the best thing that'll, you know... Some of the reasons behind road rage is because of feelings, right? Somebody feels like they've been disrespected. They feel like somebody's coming after them. Some of the dumb things you do, even in relationships, happen because of feelings. Here, try this again.
Quick little pronoun update. So after a several days long gender crisis, I am...
Gender crisis. I love it. Because you don't know what you are? You don't know what you want to be? I mean, at least be honest about that. I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what I identify with. I got nothing.
Gender crisis. I am pretty certain I use they, he pronouns. And, yeah.
Now, in case you didn't catch that, they, fae, F-A-E. I don't even know what that means. They, fae, F-A-E, and he pronouns.
And, yeah, I just want to let you know I am still trans femme.
Anybody know what trans femme is? Can you help me out again? We need to start opening up mental health hospitals for these kids and actually helping them out. Actually helping them through some of the issues that they're going through. Not affirming what they're going through. You cannot affirm everything that a child feels that they want to do or think they want to do.
I am still on HRT. I am not detransitioning.
Anybody know what HRT is? Yeah, I'm also not due. I'm not detransitioning or anything. Okay, good to know.
Anything. Just my gender is a complete nightmare. I don't...
No, it isn't. It's a complete nightmare because people are allowing you to try to vacillate back and forth, try to figure out what's going on with it, who you are, what you are. Now, I don't know what the problem is with these people where you can't just simply say, you're a male. If you want to think you're a female trapped in a male's body, that's up to you. But you're a male. Every genetic marker makes you a male. Everything you've got makes you a male. If you want to dress as a female, act like a female, then be person enough to step up and say, that's what I want to do. When you say, I don't know what's going on with it right now, I don't know what's going on with my gender stuff, it's not vacillating back and forth. It's not trying to decide what you are. You are. Your body very much knows what it is. Your body very much knows what it needs to do. You should let the science work its way out.
I don't know what's going on with it right now. All I know is that these pronouns feel right.
There it is. There it is. I feel right with those pronouns. What if you don't feel right with them next week? Would a pronouns are fluid now, too? You could change minute to minute, day to day, hour to hour?
To me, I don't really understand why...
There's the problem. Who is teaching this person? Who is helping this person through? Anybody? Because I don't see anybody doing it. How many times has he said he doesn't understand? He doesn't know why.
And the he makes me dysphoric. If, like a cis person uses it for me, or...
Or, so, if I, as a cis person, call you a him or he, that makes you uncomfortable. Does that mean if anybody else does it, it's okay? But you don't like the he, it makes you feel this... No. You're dysphoric because you really don't understand biology. You don't understand who you are or what you are. You need help.
The person doesn't really understand what my gender is. Because it's really not like he the way you use it for men. It's he in the masculine woman kind of way.
It's not he like you use it for men. It's he in the masculine feminine way. Now he is going to try to explain it. Let me see if you can figure this out.
Which is kind of what my whole gender is going for. My whole gender is supposed to be girl who's trying to be a boy, not boy who's trying to be a girl.
What I'm going for. So again, this is now another me trying to be unique in such a way where I'm changing all these things, working within the 117,000 pronouns that we've now come up with, along with the 118 genders that we've come up with. This is wrong. This is wrong at every level. You want to dress differently? You want to wear your hair differently? Half of it red, half of it blue. You want to put in different contact lens? That's up to you. But don't sit there and try to shove down our throats. Try to shove on us that we have to follow science, but you don't. It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, I hope it makes sense. I'm really sorry if it makes no sense.
No, don't be sorry. Go get help. It's really just go get help. Do you know what I'm saying here? Again, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that there isn't an adult in the room. There aren't adults around this person who will work with these kids, will help these kids, will make sure that these kids find out the reality. Right? Why is that so bad? You've got kids that are committing suicide at record levels. You've got kids that really don't know if they're male or female. Don't even know what it means. Can't tell you what a woman is. This is normal? When did this become normal? When did we decide this is okay? I just don't understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I got to tell you guys, it's disappointing to watch parents in these events with little kids do nothing. I mean, if you think about the line, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know. You show me where I'm wrong, I'm in. That's simple, I'm in. I'll go ahead and I'll work with you. You can tell me from a scientific standpoint where I'm off, and we'll make a change. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come see your host. As I continue my tribute to the nut jobs of TikTok, listen, first and foremost, if you have it on your phone, get it off your phone. No, really. I say that for a lot of reasons. Get it off your phone because it's been proven. They've actually admitted to it. They reach into your, you know, your contact list. They have all kinds of information on you. They watch how you type, where you go, what you search for. Why would you want anybody to have all that information on you? Right? So get rid of it. I'm actually accessing it through Twitter. I do not have a TikTok account. I will not have a TikTok account. Now here's another young lady. And she has different sets of pronouns to match how she's feeling for that day. And this is what I told you. There's no absolutes. If you got my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, it's on Amazon still. I wrote it back in 1617. One of my chapters is absolutes. Absolutely not. The reason behind it is if they have absolutes, if you say there's an absolute right and wrong, male and female, up and down, then they have to adhere to those rules. They would have to actually admit to the fact that how much they lie. No he, she. No right, wrong. No male, female. They can make it up as they go. And here's somebody, again, she's going to explain to you why.
You're totally cool for asking. I'm absolutely okay with answering questions like this. I'm going to be answering a bunch of questions because I got so many last night. Anyway, excuse me. Basically, neo pronouns are kind of like when somebody doesn't identify or isn't comfortable with using he, she, or they, and they want something else that's not gender specific, but still makes them them feel euphoria. And
did you hear that? Still makes them feel euphoria. We have so taken our kids and made it about feelings. If little Johnny or Susie or whoever doesn't feel right, then we change the world for them. Shouldn't do it. It's just not right. We shouldn't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm not joking. I mean, you guys, some of you feel like this is not a big deal. Don't spend a whole bunch of time on it. No, you got to spend a whole bunch of time on it because there's many who let this go. Oh, she'll grow out of it. He'll grow out of it. Well, look what's happened. They haven't grown out of it. Some of them became adults. Some of them became teachers. And look what they're doing to your kids. It's dead wrong.
And feel confident in their gender. And so, like, for me, I use Zeezer and Faithfair for when I'm feeling different genders. And when I'm feeling more like I want to use Zeezer, I associate that for me with, like, no gender. Just, like, no gender, no.
I'm not feeling it today. I'm not feeling like a man today, so I'm going to go with the Z-Zi Zuckerberg. I don't even know. Yes, I am making fun. And for those of you on the left that are listening to the show and really hate me for doing it, you are a moron. You're sitting here saying that they can make a pronoun that they don't have to stay within the guidelines of English, because English obviously was written by white supremacists. They don't have to follow the guidelines of anything. She gets to change her gender on a moment-by-moment basis, and I'm in trouble if I don't use the right one. She doesn't even know what she is. And then you want me to guess what she is? For real? I mean, at least have some kind of a wristband or a mood ring thing so I can tell by what color what is. You let them get away with this tomfoolery. You have been, and this is why it's a problem.
Thank you. And then you associate Faithfair with more of, like, all of the genders. But then there's also, like, the in-between where I, like, feel more towards one or another or he or...
See, she's becoming very artsy in her emotions and her conversation and what she's saying. This is not an art class. This is not I'm feeling happy one day and sad the next, kind of in the middle and, you know, whatever. This is a scientific reality that you're basing on feelings, and you parents have let them get away with this.
They, or something like that. But it's 100% different for everybody. Those pronouns, neopronouns, don't have an assigned gender to them.
See what she said? It's 100% different for everybody. So how do you know when you call me Mister, that's what I'm feeling like? Right? No, really, I'm curious. I sit here and say to myself, can you at all grasp at all the confusion you're sowing on these kids? The confusion you're nailing these kids with. And And here are the geniuses. This is a California Democrat. Right? An elected official. Representative Katie Porter, who says that pedophilia is not a crime. Yeah. She did.
You know, this allegation of groomer and pedophile, it is alleging that a person is criminal somehow and engaged in criminal acts merely because of their identity, their sexual orientation, their gender identity.
I told you this. I told you this a long time ago. And others have too. I'm no genius. This is very simple to see. They're trying to make pedophilia a sexual orientation. So now, when that 35-year-old guy has sex with your 12-year-old daughter, it's not a sex crime. She wanted it. She wanted to have sex. Don't you know that? Seriously. So it's okay. Because you're into young girls, or young boys for that matter. And that's not pedophilia. That's your sexual orientation. So we're going to have LGBTQ plus 21 and P for pedophilia? Although I think they already have a P. What is that? Pansexual or something like that? Seriously. Oh, God bless America. It just really gets out of hand when everybody tries to make everybody else feel good about themselves. Okay, it doesn't make any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. This is how you get away from this stuff. You need to make the difference, and this is how it happens. All right. I've been meaning to get this for a couple days, so let me get it out of the way so I don't screw it up again. It has nothing to do with any of the LGBTQ, ABCDFG stuff, all right? The Constitution of Massachusetts, written in 1780, by the way. It was drafted by John Adams. It is the world's oldest constitution. It was the model for the U.S. Constitution. Part of the reason was, or I should say, it was one of the models for the U.S. Constitution. And the separation of church and power, separation of powers, God, was spelled out specifically in it. That way there was no problem. There was no misunderstanding. In the Constitution, Massachusetts Constitution of 1780, the legislative department shall never exercise the executive and judicial powers, or either of them, the executive, shall never exercise the legislative and judicial powers, or either of them, the judicial shall never exercise the legislative and executive powers, or either of them, to the end it may be a government of laws and not of men. Now, understand, this is John Adams, right? One of the drafters of the Constitution. I think you'd have a clue. Don't you? When we come back. Oh, I got some crazy stories for you guys. Good crazy stories, I guess. Right? Students are now demanding an A. Yeah, students at colleges across the country, they demand an A. Why? Because they have a heartbeat. And they showed up. Oh, my. And then those peace-loving lefties, remember the love Trump's hate people? Yeah. Well, apparently they threatened a bunch of pro-lifers with guns. They actually showed up with AR-14 rifles. You can't make this stuff up. Graduate degrees. All that money you're spending for college? Yeah. Not worth it anymore. We'll deal with that, too, on the other side. Joe Mazzito, your host. Go grab a drink. Come on back. I got a lot to get off my chest. And it's not bound, either. Be right back.